Let's go!
And welcome to Plumber Bummer, the newest podcast about Super Mario. What do we do here? Well, you may have heard of The Worst Idea of All Time, which is a podcast by Tim Batt and Guy Montgomery, where they watch the same generally bad movie every week for a full calendar year. And you may also have heard about the new animated Mario cast list that was just released in a Nintendo Direct last week, in which they announced that Chris Pratt would be playing Mario. And I got the bright idea to do something terrible. Who am I? My name is Natalie McKnight, and I will be watching the 1993 live-action Super Mario Brothers starring Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo once a week, every week, until the release of the new animated Mario movie starring Chris Pratt as Mario. If you are capable of rational thought, you may be thinking to yourself, why would anyone do this? And the answer is, I had a really bad cold when I came up with the idea, and it felt like it might be funny. I recognize that by putting out this first episode, this trailer, I am signing a social contract of sorts to either complete this project in its entirety and watch the 1993 live-action Super Mario Brothers movie every week until the new Mario movie comes out, or to give up, at which point I would fully accept any and all ostracization and bullying that will and should befall me. Also, what a thing to do. You know, it's 2021. We have been in a global pandemic for quite some time, and nothing is real anymore. And, you know, in 10, 20, 50 years, I'll look back on this and say, hey, I did that. I am not doing this for any kind of clout or fame, because frankly, I don't think that this project will get me that. I don't know. I feel like this podcast might convince people to throw rotten fruit at me when they see me on the street, which will be fun. Maybe put some vegetables into my diet. So who am I? Well, I'm a comedian. I am a Mario fan, and I have been since I was a child, which is nothing special. Listen, I was born post the release of Super Mario Brothers, the first one, and everyone who can say that about themselves is a Mario fan. You've grown up with it. It's just, you know, no one else is masochistic enough to do this. So, I will say, as of right now, I have seen the 1993 Super Mario Brothers movie zero times. The current release date for the untitled animated Mario film is December of 2022. Assuming that everything remains on schedule. God forbid it is not delayed. By the time this podcast ends, I will have seen the live-action Super Mario Brothers movie a minimum of 61 times. Which is maybe more than any other human being has willingly seen that movie. I do want to put a disclaimer. You don't need to have seen Super Mario Brothers to listen to this. In fact, I actively discourage it. I don't think you should watch this movie. Granted, I know nothing about it, except that Bob Hoskins has cited it in multiple interviews as the worst mistake of his career. In two separate interviews with The Guardian, he expressed his regret for doing this movie. In 2007, he said, and I quote, "The worst thing I ever did? Super Mario Bros. It was a fucking nightmare. It had a husband and wife team directing whose arrogance had been mistaken for talent. After so many weeks, their own agent told them to get off the set. Fucking nightmare, fucking idiots." And in 2011, The interviewer asked, "What is the worst job you've done?" Bob responded, "Super Mario Brothers." Interviewer, "What has been your biggest disappointment?" Bob, "Super Mario Brothers." Interviewer, "If you could edit your past, what would you change?" Bob, "I wouldn't do Super Mario Brothers." So he's a fan. The movie came out in 1993, as I've stated. Another live-action Nintendo movie was not made for 25 years until Detective Pikachu came out in 2018. It is also the last theatrical release of any Mario movie, which is why I find it poignant to watch it every week in anticipation for this new one, because the film, let's say, has mixed reviews. Apparently, it's developed quite the cult following since its release. And maybe it deserves it. And I want to find out. And, you know, with the announcement of this new cast, I feel like listening to Chris Pratt voice Mario is going to be a definitive marker in the timeline of the franchise. And I think there's something to be said in basking in what we've had, you know, for, oh gosh, how long? So many years now? 28 years? Is that can't be right. Yeah, 28 years. Whew. I would like to say, having not seen this live action movie, it has an incredibly sinister aura, and no human being should subject themselves to it. I would add a don't try this at home disclaimer to this podcast if I could. And I do want to say I am by no means any kind of professional. I'm just a clown. So what's the goal here? What's the objective of this show? Perhaps it's to gain an appreciation for something so often looked over. Perhaps it's to remember our roots, to humble ourselves, to recall a Mario in a pre-Chris Pratt world. Perhaps it's to have an excuse to talk about any news regarding the 2022 Mario movie, because I am so sure that it will be worth discussing. I am so excited. And I would like to put out a side note and an open call that if any members of the 2022 Mario cast or crew would like to guest on this podcast, I will be so, so down. I have so many questions, and I think it would be an incredibly fun time. This offer also extends to the cast and crew of the 1993 live-action Super Mario Brothers. No guarantee that you won't get rotten fruit thrown at you in public, but, you know, I guess that's standard hazards of the job. If you want, you can check for updates and tweet at the podcast at BummerPod or write to me at PlumberBummerPodcast@gmail.com. In conclusion, this is a truly awful idea, and I am incredibly excited for it. The first episode drops Friday, October 8th, 2021, which is a week from when this is releasing. So if you're listening past that date, well, hey, you can go listen to that right now. Jump on in. Join me. I'm just so excited, and I think this will be a really fun time, and I hope that you choose to come with me on this journey. I will see you all in the first episode, and as Mario would say, woohoo!
Let's go!